The Dino and Pete Podcast.
Capital.
Hello, once again, it's a brand new Dino and Pete Podcast.
Yes, yes it is.
Why are you shouting?
I was just trying to be positive. You moaned at me the other day for doing a podcast and you said that I wasn't positive enough.
You've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yeah!
No.
I'm excited about the fact that we've got Tyles back.
Right.
Because she's not been on a podcast.
She's been there all morning.
Tell you what's bothering me, right? Doubles.
Doubles?
Huh? Doubles at Wimbledon. Yeah. Do you know what? I can't stand. You know, before they serve, they go and talk to each other. And they cover their face with I hate that. It grates on me so much. There's no point to it. Just go up and go, I'm going to go short to the net. I'm going to go for the left. You serve, then I'll go right. That's what they say. That kind of nonsense.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. No,
they just say stuff like, I like turbo.
No, they don't. That's exactly what they say.
I'm going to hit the ball really hard past that player over there.
I'm going to do my best. Can we get on with the game? Because I've got to take the cat to the vet. That's what. They could be saying anything.
Let's have a limp time.
Yeah. Whoever made that barley thing today, weak, isn't it? It's weak. There's no flavour to it.
I love that Craig David song.
And in fairness, the people who were the current reigning champions, Martina Hingis,
yeah,
she served the ball, hit the fellow who she was playing with straight on the back of the head.
Did she? That's uncomfortable.
He was like, I didn't, that's not what I whispered.
I didn't say smack me on the head. We'll go for the sympathy vote.
He went, I'll go tight on the net, you hit me on the back of the head, we'll confuse him.
The only time I've ever played a game of tennis has been doubles because I've needed someone else to prop me up.
You do need someone else, Dave. You can't see.
All sports are in 3D and it's really makes it look a lot more difficult.
Yeah, Dave's
for me.
Got the world's worst eyesight. Anyway, Tyles, we ought to major on the fact that you're back. Tyles is going to be back when the Olympics is on.
Oh, God, she's a sports freak.
Not a sports freak.
Oh,
Tyles is one of those people who sees a sport on the TV. They're very much like I've just demonstrated with my knowledge of tennis, being a big fan since yesterday afternoon. I immediately think she knows all the rules and regulations.
True, yeah.
Tennis Lowe's.
No, not.
Even though I just called it Thomas. It will be delightful for all of us. Wall-to-wall Olympics all the time. I can update you on stuff.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the athletics.
God, I remember this.
Into swimming now. Really enjoyed
that's
that.
That's simple, though, isn't it? Swimming. You just
hang on a minute. Hang on.
We only
did. You were demonstrating how you couldn't swim.
No, I mean, as in to watch, it's simple. Because there aren't a great deal of rules, are there? It's just a race. It's like,
they're all simple to watch.
Yeah, they're
3,
all quite
2, 1,
simple.
Go, boom.
The Olympics.
No, there's some confusing things like the scores that you get in athletics and all that. And then
I mean, like the decathlon.
Well, all of that. It's all confusing.
But you know when you get them all on the starting blocks and then someone fires a gun.
Yeah.
How confusing is run to the other end? First one there wins.
That's not confusing.
What about like the
I'm
shot
okay
put?
With that.
Pick that up, do a funny spin round thing, chuck that as far as you can. Not confusing.
Well, they might step over the line, so you've got to be. There's that extra.
All right, I'll throw that in for you as well.
Yeah.
Spin round a little bit, chuck that thing, don't step over that line.
Right.
I think Pete's confusing comes from every time he watches sport, he sits on the remote and changes it with the Game of Thrones.
I'm so lost.
It's just comfortable. It fits nicely.
She picked up that shot put thing, and now she's off to try and conquer the Seven Kingdoms. What's that all about? I understand.
It's complex.
Tyles.
You know, London 2012.
Yes.
Is a big deal and whatnot.
Yes.
Now, during that time, Pete said to me, I could beat you in a 100-metre race. And I said,
you
can't.
It's true.
Pete, you can't.
No.
I'm like...
Yes. He can't.
Turbo.
He can't at all.
Of course I can.
I'm like a turbo fish.
No, you can't.
But on land.
Tyles, I'm fast. Seriously, I'm fast. I'm fat,
and
but fast.
And then, conveniently... On purpose, he hurt his knee and had to have quite an important
knee
operation.
And then just as he was recovering, what did he do? He had another one.
Yes.
And then you got pregnant.
Yes.
So I could have still beaten you.
No, you couldn't.
My money's on the fact that she probably could.
I'm more. I wasn't. Tyles was up for a race when she was pregnant, but I was. I was a little bit more concerned about the baby, so I just thought, no, we can't race.
No, you seriously, the baby. We've spoken about this so many times, right? There is no way you two could have a race, purely and simply because, Pete, you've got the feet of an ogre.
That's not true. What do you mean? What do you mean? They work. They work.
Well, give him more traction.
They work, okay.
He'll trip up on his own feet.
No, there was.
He hasn't got clown feet.
No, he has.
They do mess with the wind flow. But as far as grip's concerned, I'm well there.
He is.
But I'm saying, because I'm not fit by any stretch.
No, it's been said.
It has been
said. Oh, no, that was a different...
Physically fit.
Right.
Hey, I say that, Tyles. Is she fit, mate?
No, she's not.
She's ropey at best.
Look, I'm not talking about... like attractiveness.
No, it's okay because we are.
Yeah, we are.
Oh God, I actually tutted.
Oh, you're such a mother nowadays.
Sometimes I forget. Yeah, no. I am a child.
So, no, are we saying that in your first few days of being back at work, the gauntlet has been thrown down again for you and Pete
now,
to have a race?
Because I'm off next week.
Right.
Obviously, Pete will have a whole week to come up with an excuse as to why he
can't
race.
And he will.
Race.
No, he absolutely will. Because he can't run. Mm. He thinks he can run.
But I'm not even
No. Well, Pete's 50%.
Why are you talking about this?
Because you know what? It's easier that way.
Do you know why he went quiet?
Well, you carry on, because I'm thinking.
No, you carry on. You know why he went quiet and all of a sudden Pete stopped chipping into that particular conversation? It was because Pete was going, I need an excuse, really good excuse. I might go for the McCars trapped in by a potter's wheel again, because that one went on really, really well.
That was a genuine excuse. Seriously. If you want to get your car out of garage in a hurry, don't go out with a potter who puts a wheel behind your car.
If you would like 100% of your house at the end of the relationship, don't go out with a potter.
I've got all of it.
Well, I'm not.
I just owe slightly more to the mortgage company then.
So anyway, I think we're saying gauntlet thrown down once again. I think it's very important.
When you say gauntlet thrown down, what are we talking
about?
Exactly?
It just means there's going to be a 100-metre race, you and Tiles. Finally sorted.
No, I can't do 100 metres.
I'm happy to bring it down to 50.
I'll do 200. Oh. I'm not doing 100.
I can't do 100.
I've not got up to speed.
I'll go for...
I've not got up to speed.
The only 100 metres. The only way after 100 metres, you'd still be increasing speeds if it was down the side of a mountain.
Smaller.
I'm at terminal velocity by 50.
My thighs are built for power. I'm not stretching to 200.
What do you mean? What do you, get out of town. I'm not doing 100.
Hang on, Tiles. Definitely got a message from Ollie Mears.
Hi, Tiles. It's Ollie Mears here. I just wanted to firstly say congratulations on the baby. I'm really, really sorry I wasn't around for that period to say that before you.
See, obviously, runaway dad, Holly Mears. I just wanted the podcast people to be aware. That's what that sounds like to me. It's like, oh, you mentioned Tiles have been off on maternity.
You've taken that out of context.
I know I have, yeah. You're not wrong. Sorry you couldn't be around at that important time, but you had to go and talk.
When the baby came out, he went, ba-da-da-dee-ba-bo.
No,
and also, it doesn't just go.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah,
no. No.
Yeah, well, you know, it went blazing across the sky like Iron Man.
He fell out.
Don't
what? Just a minute. You're talking about your child. You can't say he fell out.
No, he did. And
you're not doing yourself any favours here with this phrase.
The midwife didn't realise, and James caught him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The midwife didn't notice the baby had been born,
well,
and
no,
your fella caught him.
Was popping out for a while.
Wow.
Is she
like she said, mate, those thighs are made for power.
Oh, they are.
When it wasn't that the midwife didn't notice, it was she was celebrating the home run. That's what it was. There's six. There's a load of people holding cricket scorecards or that. Out of the park. Anyway, Charles,
well,
you know,
I wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting that. I had no idea that happened either. Well, that explains why your other half constantly wears a catch mitt.
I wonder why that was. I thought you'd just got a funny hand.
Anyway, I think for your own sanity, Tiles, I think we should call a halt to this podcast.
Probably best.
Because you're starting to reveal things to people that maybe later on in life you might regret. Mm.
But people know about...
About what?
About babies falling out of you.
They don't!
Okay, maybe it's the phrase I didn't pick.
You couldn't have picked a worse word.
Well, Dave's absolutely correct. Producer of Dave, he's hit the nail on the head there. You couldn't have picked a worse one, Tiles.
Pregnancy is supposed to involve effort, not gravity.
Yes. Well, it just fell out. There I was in the aisle of Tesco just looking for cheese. And anyway, it's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much. And we'll be back soon for another one. We'll do it next week when Tiles isn't in, because it's easier. Slightly less twisted.
The Dino and Pete Podcast. Capital.